Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening. Welcome aboard, everyone, and welcome into Sports Overnight America. It's a Monday into a Tuesday, and we are coming to you live at Citi Field in New York, just across the way from the National Tennis Center, where we're getting ready, actually underway, the U.S. Open qualifying in tennis, both men's and women's underway, but we're at Citi Field tonight. A little inclement weather rolling through Astoria, Queens, as Citi Field gets ready for the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Mets tonight. So we will talk to the contributors, some of them. Zay Dusain will join us. We'll go to Chicago live and get an update on Caleb Williams, who is really setting the Chicago Bears potentially on a very, very good path for the rookie. But listen, we only have a couple of, he's had two appearances in preseason. We don't want to get carried away. Meantime, Jayden Daniels named the starter of the Washington Commanders. And a little bit later on this hour, Jim Coventry from RotoWire will talk some fantasy football, which is always popular with you folks. So we appreciate it. Dom Jimenez along the way as we take you through a busy weekend in sports as well. There's just a lot going on, too. The NFL preseason really starting to get a little jacked up. And next week, of course, it'll be much better because it'll be the final tune-up. And for someone like the Bears and Texans, it'll be their fourth game. So maybe they take the foot off the accelerator, so to speak. But, yeah, football right around the corner. And then, of course, Saturday, Georgia Tech and Florida State and Dublin, Ireland will officially kick off the season as our summer days now whittle down to about a month. But we'll get some warm weather. We'll get those college football games. That'll be delayed by thunderstorms and lightning early on in September. We always see that. But for me to come back to this ballpark, it brings up the unfortunate memories of 1986 being a Red Sox fan. Every time I walk into a ballpark, this ballpark in the old Shea Stadium, all I could think of was Mookie Wilson hitting the ball and Bill Buckner as it rolled between his wickets. We all know how that 86 World Series ended, a world championship for the New York Metropolitan. So we'll start it off with Zay Dusain. We get it going here on Sports Byline. Sports Overnight.
A lot of roadblocks, I got a new route, and I'm about buckets, yeah, shootouts. Swish. If you weren't with me in the gym, ain't no need to double back, don't even trip.
Get with the program, walking play like a slow jam. Oh, this ain't regular, no. I ain't nothing that you settle for, no. Nice try, wrong guy, maybe next time.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network. All right, welcome back to City Field in New York City. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America, presented by Innovative Wellness. And add exercise, hydration, your food, your supplements, your rest, and add some exercise into it. Hey, I want to give a quick plug and a shout-out. There's a young theater group with ties to New York City, Boston, and Philadelphia. And I just really want to congratulate these two young ladies in their mid-20s, Claire Layden and Emma Davis. Claire went to Emerson College up in Boston, and they wrote and are producing the play Ruminate at the Yellow Bicycle Theater in the Philadelphia Fringe Arts Festival, and that is going to be September 15th through the 17th. So, you know, we like theater. As we're in New York, we're not going to catch any theater this go through, but, you know, we love the arts on this overnight program. And just want to give Claire Layden and Emma Davis good tidings from Sports Overnight America in Ruminate, Yellow Bicycle Theater, Philly Fringe Arts Festival, mid-September, the 15th through the 17th. All right, let's get them in here. Zaid Hussein, I've been dying to talk to you, my man. How are you, Zaid? What's going on?
Doing great, Marty. You know, it's great to be on, as always, joining you and talking about our great Chicago Bears that we saw this past weekend.
You got to be thrilled. Can you give us a gauge on just how giddy right now Chicago is? I mean, this is preseason. We got to temper things, but it is just fun to watch. And ditto in the nation's capital with that disastrous Washington franchise, name changes, ownership changes, sexual harassment suits, bad trades, all sorts of garbage in the nation's capital. And yet Jaden Daniels named the starter. I got to think Caleb Williams is going to be their opening day starter, but let's get the update. Let's take the temperature of the of Chicago and the Chicagoland area and the Bears Nation as a whole. Let's hear it. Tell us. How would you gauge the excitement level?
Well, the excitement level, let's say right now, is off the charts. You got people already saying Caleb Williams is going to be the best quarterback in the NFL in a few years. I mean, just off preseason, the throws that he's making, the things that he's doing already, it's just absolutely exciting. And the Bears are having a great showing all across the board.
Zaid, when do you think they'll announce? I mean, he's going to be their opening day starter. I mean, they got to give him the keys to the franchise. You've got a fan base. You've got record corporate sponsorships, suite sales. I mean, merchandising through the roof. This guy can't carry a clipboard. G- give us a timeline of what you expect. Will it be this week, or you think it'll be early next week? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's just a formality here. I think that he'll be assigned the opening day starter within the next week. And everybody knows he's the guy throughout the franchise and throughout the NFL. And, I mean, Marty, did you see some of the plays he was making, escaping the pocket and making those throws down the field? I mean, he looked absolutely excellent. The elusiveness that he played with and the sharpness of his reading the defense and really zipping the ball down the field, it's something that we haven't seen in Chicago in a very, very long time. And I can tell you right now, everyone is happy that we chose him over Justin Fields.
I don't think there's any question. Now, here's what I want to tell you. And what do you think was the one thing that overshadowed him this past weekend? This is a little trivia. What is the one thing that totally overshadowed Caleb Williams? What was it?
Man, you know, I really don't know off the top of my head. I think that, you know, the Caleb Williams had such a great outing. I don't know that there's anything that overshadowed him. I think his best play, scrambling out of the pocket, throwing a downfield over-the-shoulder pass with pinpoint accuracy, Romo Odunze catching the ball at a touchdown, but he's out of bounds, is something that I thought was funny, and, you know, it's rookie pains that we're going to see. But I don't think that there was anything that overshadowed him, really.
Well, I think Patrick Mahomes, who he is most compared to, had to throw a behind-the-back Bob Cousy, Nate Archibald, Kobe Bryant behind-the-back pass. He got all the play. He got all the play on television this weekend, for crying out loud. I mean, I'm thinking, who cares? He threw the ball in a preseason game behind his back. Whoop-de-doo. But, you know, ESPN and all the networks threw that up there. That's the only thing that overshadowed Caleb's performance in my world. You want to buy in on that or no?
Yeah, I mean, you know what you're getting with Patrick Mahomes. And this offense with Xavier Worthy now as well, as the rookie coming in at wide receiver, one of the fastest guys in the NFL already. He's your new replacement for Tariq Hill. And you still got Travis Kelce, who's always reliable, always healthy, and having, you know, roughly 100 catches a year. This is an offense that's one of the most dangerous offenses every single year in the NFL. And now you got Rashee Rice building back in for his next sophomore season. This is a team that's very, very dangerous.
Marty Terrell live at Citi Field in New York City. U.S. Open tennis qualifying across the way at the National Tennis Center. It's just an unbelievable sports complex here. And we're inside Citi Field with the Orioles and the Mets. And don't forget Jen and Jeff Rich tonight on Sports Overnight with scores, interviews, highlights, and really looking forward to their show tonight. But we're live here at Citi Field, and we're talking to Zaid Hussain. He's our man in Chicago. He'll have a glimpse on the Big Ten, but really going to be following the NFC North. We got to go to Minnesota. I mean, you know, they signed Stephon Gilmore. I don't know. I mean, that's a Band-Aid on a heart attack, in my opinion. That secondary is just so obliterated. McCarthy's gone for the year. Addison with the DWI. I mean, the Vikings, I mean, they're on an elevator to the floor of the NFC North. Give me your take on Minnesota.
This is a team, sadly, Marty, that I think is going to be probably one of the worst teams in the NFL. And it's so unfortunate to see the injury with McCarthy because, you know, he was a young quarterback that was going to be able to at least get some good reps in with a team that's not really expected to have a ton of success. So there wasn't really that much pressure on him to succeed. You know, it's the first year he was going to be able to get his feet wet, you know, get some NFL experience. But it's sad with the injury that, you know, that's not going to come. And now you're going to be forced to basically just throw anyone out there that you could throw in. And like you said, patching up the secondary and the defense with Stephon Gilmore, who was relevant maybe about 6-7 years ago compared to now. It's just, you know, it's sad to see. And I wish Detroit or Minnesota the best, but, I mean, this is a team that's probably looking at 3-4 wins max the entire season.
Yeah, I mean, their stock has really plummeted. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Detroit looked impressive. Last-second field goal over the behind-the-back Patrick Mahomes passes of the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, I don't try to get too wound up. I try to stay balanced with preseason, but I just like the way this Detroit team has really kind of come together. They're coming off a big year. The expectations are going to be high. And I think if their own worst enemy is Campbell, the Riverboat Gambler coach, that's the only knock I got against them right now. How about you, Detroit?
Yeah, you know, for me, Detroit, still very explosive. And I know you hate the gambling aspect of Campbell, but I got to tell you, Marty, I absolutely love it. I love the fact that he'll go out there on fourth down and continue to go for it. He's going to go for two. He's going to go for the rim, for the win. And overall, this is a team that is explosive. You got Gibbs in his second year at running back, who's probably going to put up record numbers. He had over 70 receptions last year out of the running back position. Look for him to have another 70 to 80 catches this year. And this is a team with Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's still an elite wide receiver. You're looking at one of the best wide receivers in football. And Jared Goff is a quarterback that knows how to run the offense and be the leader of this team. And this is a team I think it's looking at about 11 to 12 wins and a playoff spot, possibly the leader of the division.
Well, you just keep us apprised of the situation. We're going to get you back in here later this week. We're going to start getting our weekly routines in with college and pro football. Zaid, we love having you, man. You're doing a great job, and we're just so thrilled with all you contributors coming to Sports Overnight America, and our new website's about to launch before Saturday's college football opener, Georgia Tech and Florida State. You have a good night, my friend, and we will talk to you later,
Marty,
on this week. Zaid Hussein.
My voice is gone, Marty. I need to get my voice back season.
Hey, I give you credit. You're on the injured list. You're on the IL, and you showed up today. I'm impressed.
It's a long year. It's a long year. We'll be ready. We'll be ready.
All right, my friend. That's Zaid Hussein. He does an outstanding job on football, Chicagoland sports, Cubs, dare I mention even the White Sox, but he does outstanding work for us. Very strong on the mixed martial arts and boxing, too, so we look forward to it. All right, the rain's starting to pick up a little heavier here at Citi Field. The lights are on. Of course, we're in the later hour from the West Coast, San Francisco, our home base. But, yeah, weather could be a factor here tonight. Although I checked the radar, I'm playing AccuWeather Weather Channel, and all I saw was clearing to the west. So storms moving through Astoria, Queens, and New York City, but it'll improve. We're coming back here. This is Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell, live at Citi Field in New York. Coming back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, we're back here at Citi Field in New York City. A little rain coming down, canceling batting practice between the Mets and Orioles tonight. The Met fans, probably in their wildest dreams, would love to see the Orioles come rolling in here in October. How about a World Series I-95 with, Mets and Orioles? I'd sign for that. But, let's get them in here, though. We'll switch gears. It's football time, and let's do some fantasy football talk. Jim Coventry of RotoWire, very popular among all the fantasy players. And let's get Jim in here. Jim, Marty Terrell live here in New York. How are you? Thanks for coming on Sports Byline. What's going on, Jim?
Oh, it's a great day to talk football. Thanks for having me on.
We really appreciate it. I want to start with rookie quarterbacks. I mean, what do you do if you're a fantasy player and you're looking at this crop of rookie quarterbacks, two in particular, Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels? And then we'll get to the other side of the coin, and that's Minnesota and some other teams struggling with quarterbacks right now. Tell me about these rookies, Jim.
Yeah, you started with the two best names. Caleb Williams could not have walked into a much better situation. Rookie quarterbacks drafted high often go onto a bad team. Well, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Romo Odunze, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift, and a decent offensive line. Caleb Williams should be in a very good situation. And he's getting drafted as a borderline quarterback, 1-12 team league. And I think he's very well worth it because he can run a bit. Now, on the other hand, you asked about Jaden Daniels. I have concerns. Jaden Daniels apparently weighed in at 210 pounds at the NFL Combine. If we look at Jaden Daniels, he looks like he's 190. And he never tried to avoid hits in college. In the NFL, if he does that, he will not last. One last thing. He threw 40 touchdown passes last year, Jaden Daniels did. But he had been a starter since 2019 and never had more than 17 in the season. And I wonder if he's just a man among boys with a great supporting cast last year. So I know the higher drafted quarterback is Daniels. I'm terrified of drafting him.
Yeah, there you go. So you really got to temper, right? You really have to temper your enthusiasm when you're drafting a team and you're thinking about putting a rookie in there.
There's no doubt. And you know, one thing I didn't even mention about Daniels is the offensive line projects to be terrible in Washington, whereas Caleb Williams has a good line. And so, yeah, basically, if you're drafting him, I definitely recommend it cost Caleb Williams. But again, Jaden Daniels is often going as high as a 10th quarterback. That's way too steep in my mind.
All right. So now we see situations in Minnesota. The other rookie is J.J. McCarthy, and he's done for the year. How do you approach that situation? You're going to have a quarterbacking situation there with Sam Darnold. He's getting an opportunity. How do you see that? Is that something to even take a look at that situation up in Minnesota?
So for fantasy football, if you're in a two-quarterback league or a super flex league, you could take a shot on Darnold as your third quarterback. The good news for him is the offensive tackles, Brian O'Neill and Christian Derisaw, are outstanding, so he should have edge protection. The coach, Kevin O'Connell, schemes those receivers open lightning fast, and of course it is Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. And if plays break down, Aaron Jones as a receiver out of the backfield is excellent. So Sam Darnold is not going to be a great quarterback, but he could be functional given everything around him. This is the first good situation Sam Darnold's ever had.
Coming to you live from Citi Field in New York City, getting ready for Orioles and the Mets, but we're talking with Jim Coventry, RotoWire on fantasy football. All right, Jim, let's take the novice players. Let's say the guys are new to fantasy football. What's the first thing you tell people as you get ready to conduct your drafts? And they're coming with a vengeance. Let's hear.
Yes, no doubt. Now, I know a lot of people like to draft some tight ends and quarterbacks early, and sometimes that's a winning proposition. But realistically, the running backs and the wide receivers that are the high-level players, they dry up pretty fast in the normal 12-team leagues. And since you only have to start one quarterback often in these leagues, there are plenty of quarterbacks for everybody. Are they as good at number 12 as number one? No, but you are going to have a good enough option. Tight end really goes about 9 or 10 deep maybe. So waiting till the back end of drafting the tight end and the starting quarterbacks, that allows you to load up on those top running backs and receivers, and running backs get hurt a lot, so you do like to get a little depth. So that's really one important point I want to tell fantasy players.
RotoWire. You know, a year ago, I'd never seen a offensive skill position like running back get so dissed. I mean, everybody was down on the running backs. They were holdouts. They weren't getting their money. And yet it's such an essential part of fantasy football. And I look to Chicago, Caleb Williams has got a groundswell that hasn't been seen there in a long, long time. But I tell you right now, if I'm drafting, I want DeAndre Swift on my fantasy team. Do I have some gold there with him, or what do you think?
DeAndre Swift is an interesting player. When he was in Detroit before last year, he was an excellent receiver, but he missed a lot of time. Last year in Philadelphia, weeks 2 and 3, he was great. But behind that wonderful offensive line in Philadelphia and with those great receivers that drew attention, Swift only had 4.02 yards per carry in his last 14 games. He lacks vision beyond the first level. He can usually get the first block yards, and after that, it's a problem. However, if the Bears decide to deploy him as a weapon in the passing game, you are going to be spot on with DeAndre Swift as a great option. But as a runner itself, it's a big downgrade in offensive line going to Chicago from that great Philadelphia line.
All right, I got to get my New York homies some info and some takes from you. You know, the Jets, Rodgers lasted 4 plays a year ago. Haason Reddick doesn't want to play there. He's not getting his money. I think that might get resolved favorably for the Jets. We shall see. The general sense around the two New York teams in terms of fantasy, Jets have some unbelievable offensive skill players. What about the Giants? Let me hear.
So the Giants will be interesting. Daniel Jones, obviously coming off an ACL, and I know it was preseason, but he looked terrible, a horrible pick 6 the other day. They do have Malik Nabers who comes in, and he should be a superstar, but now he's catching passes from Daniel Jones, and New York people who are on the Jets side remember Garrett Wilson never worked up to his level because of bad quarterback play. The player I'm really excited about for the Giants is Wan'Dale Robinson. He was terrible for 13 weeks last year coming off an ACL in 2022. But after the bye week last year, it seems like he finally cleared through that knee issue. He had at least 55 yards in 3 of his last 4 games. His yards after the catch were 68th percentile. And that includes the whole season when he wasn't right. He gets open very quickly. He should play a 2-receiver set the way I see it, and he'll also be in the slot. And those are easy throws for a quarterback to make. I really think as a super late pick, Wan'Dale Robinson is going to do great. Malik Nabers is getting drafted very high, like wide receiver 15 in a lot of drafts. That's going to be tough for him to make that draft position. Those are the two players I'm looking at.
Jim, how can people follow you and get your information? It is great to have you guys. I mean, the magazines are out. Everybody grabs them. So sometimes you gotta do a little more deep diving and find people such as yourself. So tell us how people can get a hold of you, follow you as they get ready to put their teams together.
Yeah, the easiest way is on X or Twitter, if you still call it that, at Jim Coventry NFL. But RotoWire has a free trial with no credit card needed for 2 days. It's a great opportunity to see our rankings, our articles, everything to get you ready for your draft. And you get that free trial by going to RotoWire.com/Jim. It gets you set up for free. Again, no credit card.
All right, give us some more info here. We got a few more minutes. Give me some more sleepers. I love the Robinson sleeper with the Giants. And then veterans like, you know, Matthew Stafford, who I love, puts up great numbers. He's dealing with another injury. Coaching staff says we're not concerned. Is he a no-touch? Obviously, you got a backup there, Garoppolo. I mean, there's so many different scenarios. Gardner Minshew named the starter with the Raiders. I don't know. Give us a few nuggets here on the recent news and maybe a couple more sleepers. Let's hear.
So at quarterback, I will give you Kirk Cousins. And the reason I call him a sleeper is he's being drafted as the 18th quarterback off the board. people are worried about his Achilles injury from last year. Well, an Achilles injury saps explosiveness. And honestly, has Kirk Cousins been explosive in the last 10 years or 8 years? No. So he's a pocket passer in a new offense with a coach that is similar to the same system he had in Minnesota. He has very good weapons, Drake London and Kyle Pitts. That's going to be really well. So if you're drafting a late quarterback or a second one, that's the way to go. Other sleepers I like at running back, Ray Davis of the Buffalo Bills. He'll split work with James Cook, but the secondary running backs in Buffalo had 16 carries inside the 5-yard line last year, and they often saw 35 snaps a game. So if you're really scratching late, Ray Davis works. Wide receiver, besides what I gave you earlier with Wandale Robinson, Michael Wilson of the Arizona Cardinals. They bring in Marvin Harrison, who will draw a lot of coverage. Michael Wilson, with backup quarterbacks in the first 8 weeks, had 5 games of 56 yards in that bad situation. And then the last 2 games of the season with Kyler Murray, he averaged 65 yards, and he's going super late in drafts. Finally, at tight end, Pat Freiermuth is going right around tight end 12. Pat Freiermuth is going to play in an offense now where he may be the second option in the receiving game. And even though Kyle Pitts did not do well with Arthur Smith as a coach, we saw Jonnu Smith have 582 yards. The tight ends get targets, and he's the only receiving tight end. Those are 4 sleepers, one at each position I like.
I'm tough for you for the start of football. I can hear it in your voice, dude.
Love football every day. I'm happy to talk it.
Hey, we love having you on. Jim Coventry, RotoWire. Let's do it several times throughout the year, Jim. We really love having you on. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Have a great show.
You got it. There you go, Jim Coventry. As we're coming to you live from Citi Field in New York. Batting practice scrubbed today due to the weather. But Tyler Levine, now he's the big Yankee guy, so he's going to be in a little foul mood. But look, the Yanks are on the road. And the National Tennis Center with the U.S. Open across the way getting underway. We had to take advantage of this opportunity. We're coming to you live from Citi Field. Sports Overnight rolls on. Keep it right here.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, coming to you live from Citi Field as we get ready for Mets and Orioles tonight. But I got to give Tyler Levine, they had a great show, First Touch on Saturday night. God, I, you know, here's one gripe. They got a studio show going on the Jumbotron here. Just stupid, stupid stuff. Just, I don't know why they think people are entertained by this garbage, but... Who knows? Anyways, how about your Yankees? You know, annual game at Williamsport, they and the Tigers. I just thought it was great to see the little leaguers and to see Aaron Judge, who's the biggest star in the game, just doing what he does with these kids, Tyler. Boy, I tell you, the Yankees sometimes get a reputation for being a little distant and cold, but Juan Soto, Judge, a whole bunch of these guys were just phenomenal. Give me a quick hit on your Yankees.
I mean, it's just a class organization. No, I'm just messing. But, you know, these things are stand out for these kids for their entire lives. And it's so important that they do it. And you just really love to see it. And I actually wish a legendary Yankee had a very similar experience with Mariano Rivera, actually. My grandfather had won a charity event. I got to have lunch with the guy. And just getting to interact with him was such a beautiful life moment for me that I'll never forget. And I know that these kids now will share that feeling. And it's just an amazing thing that we love to see across all of sports.
No question about it. All right, let's go back to Saturday night. Let's recap it. And the weekend at EPL today, there was Monday action with Tottenham Spur and Leicester City to a 1-1 draw. Kind of wrap up the weekend. It was just so great to have you guys, really, you and Nico Beef Sauce, doing a show with live action. It felt like opening day of the NFL or college football. Great job. Give me your thoughts. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, I'll start with today's game. And it really, we were just talking about it before the show started. It encapsulates what the Premier League is and the excitement that it brings and why people are so obsessed with it. I mean, Leicester City promoted back to the English Premier League after winning it as a 50,000-to-1 underdog in 2015 against a team like Tottenham, who have top four aspirations. They're continuously improving their squad, spent $80 million on a striker this summer, and they draw 1-1 after Jamie Vardy, the 37-year-old former Premier League champion, is back in the league with another goal. An absolute legend. And the weekend was just fantastic as well. Man City beating Chelsea, it was a great game. There was a lot of controversy. The Brentford Palace game was exciting. Manchester United coming back, winning 1-0. The Liverpool new era is underway under Arne Slot. It was just filled with excitement, and being back is just unbelievable. And this league just, it burns inside of me with passion like I just don't have elsewhere. And what a first weekend that we had.
You know, I watched a lot. I watched, I thought the best game that I watched was Aston Villa 2-1 final. Great game, great goal. And then just an unbelievable opportunity for West Ham. In fact, two of them. I don't know if you watch, but if the guy who came through the crease on a beautiful pass in the box, if he just puts a foot on it, but he went too hard, went over the net, you know the play I'm talking about. I think a defender might have got a foot in there to alter it anyways, but man, oh man, that game was great. Give me Aston Villa, give me West Ham, your thoughts on that one.
I mean, this was for me, this was one of the games of the weekend as well. Onana, an amazing central defensive midfielder that Villa picked up this summer, gets his a debut goal with just an unbelievable header off of the corner. There's some controversy in this game, though, and unfortunately that's one of the things that stood out. West Ham's opening goal, the penalty that Paqueta scored, was a very soft penalty, very harsh on Matty Cash, who's the outside back for Aston Villa. And the craziest part of this game for me is actually Duran, who scored the game winner, was linked with a move to West Ham last week and was posting on his social media, you know, making signals, signaling, you know, the West Ham Hammers and making these signals. And the fans absolutely lost it on him. He gets substituted on for Ollie Watkins, who just didn't really have a great game, and scores the game winner against West Ham, the team that he was wanting to go to and pushing for. And, you know, went over to the fans and was asking for their forgiveness. But this was a great game. And unfortunately, there were certainly opportunities missed late on. But, you know, that's what it is. That's the sport.
No, there's no question about it. And it they did talk about that at length. Hey, I want to get into the TV coverage. USA Network, obviously Peacock. I mean, we've seen the promos during the Olympics. They're going nuts over not only the EPL, but La Liga. You and I talked about this today. It's gone to another level. It really has. You know, and I've admitted it, I've been late to this phenomenon, but this party is just getting started for a lot of people, Tyler. It's really catching on. And if people say, hey, you're just bloviating and you're pumping up, you guys are doing it for the money, blah, 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 I say, okay, well, yeah, guilty as charged, but here's what I want to tell you. There's no doubt about this. The TV numbers, the ratings speak for themselves. So anybody thinks that we're just jumping on his bandwagon, that's fine. But the fact of the matter is, Tyler, the numbers support it. Let me hear.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, it's the world sport. And just because people here are just getting coming to the party, it doesn't mean the numbers aren't there. I mean, you have just regular season games in the middle of September, October, November that'll do more numbers than the Super Bowl does. And it's for a reason. I mean, it's exciting. These games are intense. When you really get to understand how the leagues are structured and, you know, what these teams, how these teams would perform if you looked at, you know, for example, in the MLB, when the White Sox play the Dodgers, you know, the White Sox hardly ever compete. They're barely ever going to win a game like that. But, for example, today, a team that came up, imagine a minor league baseball team coming up to the MLB and then going the extra innings with the Orioles, who are, you know, supposed to be an amazing team. It would be shocking to you, a minor league team. It would make news headlines everywhere. This is just game week one of the EPL, Leicester City tying Tottenham Hotspur. So there's a reason why these numbers are huge, and it's because it's very fun to watch, especially once you really get into it and learn the players just like any other sport when you start.
No question about it. All right, have you taken a sneak peek beyond today? Tottenham and Leicester City, a 1-1 draw. Have you looked forward to the weekend? And if so, give us a few nuggets to chew on.
I mean, the game of the weekend will absolutely, unequivocally, most certainly be Arsenal versus Aston Villa. It was a game that ultimately decided the title last season when Arsenal fell 2 points short of Manchester City after dropping a home game late in the season. They lost 2-0. Aston Villa beat them. So there's going to be some vengeance in this one, especially for Arsenal, because this is ultimately their team for the last few seasons that has blown winning the title. And it's because of games like this. And it might be crazy to say in week one, oh, how much did this game matter? This exact fixture last season decided the title as Arsenal finished 2 points behind Manchester City because they lost this game with a 1-1 by one. So it matters. And also for Manchester United, who are going to be going on the road to Brighton. Last season was their worst season in club history. They spent a lot of money this summer. Expectations are high. They won game week one, 1-0 against Fulham, and not much of a convincing manner. So if they're going to step back up and get back into top four territory and get back in the Champions League and further establish themselves as the team that they are and, you know, where they should be, they need to win games like this on the road. And this is a huge one early in the season for them.
I'm going to prove it by taking a picture here momentarily, but I am right down by the field, and Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, I almost want to see if I can go over and say hi and would you come on the air with us, but I'll take a picture when I'm done, Tyler. But, yeah, he was sitting right off to my left with two of his buddies, and the rain has moved through. The sun is starting to peek out as we get ready for Mets and Orioles. How much would it drive the Yankee fans nuts if the Mets are this year's Arizona Diamondbacks? They get into the playoffs, find themselves in the World Series, and who knows? The Baltimore Orioles look like one of the creme de la creme of the American League. What would that do to you Yankee fans, huh? Let's hear.
I don't think I've ever been less concerned about a team than the New York Mets. I could not be less phased. I have a better chance of walking down to the gas station, buying 5 lottery tickets, and winning all 5 than that happening.
Unbelievable. You always take your shots. Hey, look, if you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. You know that as well as anybody.
Oh, of course. And I wouldn't hate to see it that much. If it's not the Yankees, I want a New York team to win.
All right, let's switch gears, move to the NFL. What's got you excited? You know, I felt bad. Caleb Williams, I thought he and Jaden Daniels have been great, but Patrick Mahomes throws one behind-the-back pass, and my God, ESPN played it 5,000 times. That and the Hartford Yard Goats guy who made a catch in minor league baseball, fell over the railing, did a somersault, and luckily didn't get killed, break his neck. Those are the two highlights that I watched all day today on my phone and my social media and my apps. My God, Mahomes, all he did was flip a little ball behind his back. Big whoop.
It's too much, man. I mean, I love Mahomes, and he deserves all the credit and all the attention. But there's a lot of other stuff going on. We can't just be watching this behind-the-back pass in a preseason game. And I completely agree. Caleb Williams looked absolutely fantastic in that game. That pass that he made, spinning out of the pocket and throwing against his momentum right over the shoulders into a net, I believe, was an absolutely unbelievable play, a pro play. I had my doubts. That game that we watched in that first half, he looked amazing. I think he's going to have a fantastic season. But what I'm most excited for this year is definitely not the Giants. I'm just going to designate my fanship to the Texans for this season. Because, I love C.J. Stroud. He's just such a young stud, and especially with the addition of Diggs and Joe Mixon into the team, I think that they are going to be dangerous. And I think a lot of people are expecting them to have a good season, obviously. But I think that they could really make a run into the playoffs, even with the playoffs. And people should certainly be wary of that. And the last thing that's really stuck out for me is just how bad the Vikings have it right now in terms of their luck. I mean, they got guys getting arrested. They got people tearing ligaments. JJ McCarthy out for the season. Just crazy what's going on there.
Yeah, that's true. And, they're relegated now to the bottom of that NFC North. And I'm telling you, Tyler, that division's going to be unbelievable. That division, I'm telling you. The Packers, they're going to be very, very good. I think that week in, week out, that's going to be a rock fight division, black and blue division, if you will. But there's some great skill there. And let me ask you quickly and wrap it up. I think the Bears are for real. Now, look, we can't get too cuckoo. It's only been 3 preseason games, and Caleb didn't play in the first one. But, man, the ability, the talent, the sheer instincts, a la Mahomes and a few others, he's just got great football instincts. His running scares me a little bit because they'll take shots at him, and he could be vulnerable for, you know, knock on wood, an injury. But, man, is he good. Man, is this guy good. And then you got Swift, and you've got Adunze, Keenan Allen. I don't know. I mean, that defense seems to be a little bit more tightened up here. Eberflus, they stuck with him. They wanted some continuity in the coaching box. What do you think of the Bears? I mean, I'm going to be following them like a hawk. There is no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be watching Bears games this season, 100%. And it's because they actually, for the first time, I think, in my recent lifetime, if not ever since I've been alive, they have an offense that is just stacked with weapons that are all electrifying players that are exciting to watch. I don't know much about their defense, I'll be honest. I am wary about the head coach, but I think the Bears are going to have a very, very good season and going to be one of the more exciting teams to watch.
All right, you'll get over to – you're going to go across the pond this year. I hope you can get to 3 or 4 games over there. I really do, and especially come postseason time. I think it'd be awesome.
It'll be the best late in the season when things are really mattering. I mean, every week matters, but those last couple weeks are really insane in terms of the intensity and pressure that everyone's under.
Yeah, do you have a bucket list game real quick?
Yeah, I'd love to go to Manchester City Derby, for sure.
I knew you were going to say that. All right, good job. We'll come back. Closing word. We'll give you a screaming and screaming. Mets and Orioles straight ahead here. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight on Sports Byline, live at Citi Field in New York.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
We're down the home stretch here. A couple minutes left for the top of the hour. Stay with us for more sports talk throughout the night here. I'm Marty Terrell live at Citi Field. Orioles and Mets. We'll get you updated on the scores tonight with Jen and Jeff. They'll take you through the overnight as well. Want to salute WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, our great affiliate up there. Bob Small and company there. We'll see them during the U.S. Open Tennis across the way. At the National Tennis Center, Arthur Ashe Court, and it's just going to be very exciting. And Coco Gauff is obviously going to have all eyes on her as we get ready for that. You like the tennis there, Tyler? I'm getting pumped up. It's underway, qualifying today and tomorrow. Lots going on here in New York. You watch the U.S. Open or no?
I watch the bigger matches, you know, the semifinals and the finals. Too much soccer going on right now for me to focus on anything else, man. It's just I'm loving it. Saturday morning, I mean, 7:30 a.m., Manchester United taking on Brighton will be a great game. 10 a.m., Crystal Palace, West Ham will be a fantastic game, a lot of action. And then 12:30, Villa, Arsenal. I mean, what a better way to start your day. And then you go out, get some lunch, hang with the family, do whatever you want to do. But we got action, baby, Saturday morning. How about it?
Yeah, not only that, we got Dublin, Ireland with Georgia Tech and Florida State. College football gets underway. So
ooh.
What a time of year. I find myself saying this every time of year, but what a time of year when soccer, you know, golf is coming to a head, which obviously the majors are over with. But, you know, baseball moves into the September run. You know the World Series, but football, college and pro gets underway, and then you got the World Series. It's just a great time of year. Hey, solid work out of you today, pal. I appreciate it. We'll have you on tomorrow as well. Thank you.
Absolutely. Talk tomorrow. Thank you.
You got it. He's Tyler Levine. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez as well. Just some programming notes. Road shows coming up in September, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Texas, and the Michigan Wolverines. And we're trying to tidy up some Notre Dame stuff as well. And back here in New York, too, for the U.S. Open Tennis. We're looking forward to that. We are Sports Byline. This is Sports Overnight America. We are presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, our good buddy Randy Byrne, also Innovative Wellness and American Premium Vodka and Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 in closing costs now at Rocket Mortgage. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay tuned. More sports talk here on Sports Overnight. Adios.